I'm wondering if you could tell me a little bit about your routine. I understand that you only sleep about 2 or 3 hours a day, and you usually sleep during the middle of the daytime as well?
Yes. In daytime, I sleep 2 hours. At night, also 2 hours.
About 2 hours at night also? So is it more difficult to do this when you're traveling a lot?
No, my work is very long. I'm traveling also, I carry these machines. I did that. And then my assistant, the writes, transcribes, and then it goes to the press.
I'd like to ask, what is your role in the Krishna consciousness movement in the United States, particularly worldwide? 10 years ago, when you first came to the United States, did you take a very active role in the organization? And I'm wondering whether you do much of that now.
Although the volume of work has been 100 times, but these American disciples, they're helping me. So I haven't got to work personally so much. I simply give them instructions and they carry out. But the work has increased. Again, here alone in 1965, without any help of people. Where to be, where to sleep, there was no destination. Sometimes some friend's house, sometimes some friend's house. But they'd be loitering on the street. In this way, for the past more than 1 year, I arrived here in 1965, in September, end of September, 17th of September. In Boston. In Boston?
Yes, sir.
Then, in Boston, I stayed on the sea. One day only. But I saw the Boston city. Then I went back to New York. So I had one friend in Butler, Pennsylvania. After my arrival, I was received by some representative of my boss. He took me to Butler, and there I stayed for 20 days. Then I came to New York to submit one intellectual letter to a doctor, Mitchell. That is the beginning of my life in New York. Then standing, then gradually when these boys came to me, I got some relief. And in this way, we are propagating opening branches. And the movement is going forward.
Are there many decisions that people ask you to make about whether the movement should do this or should do that? Do they bother you with that now, or are you just busy writing and translating?
No, we do not accept any defective suggestion. We do not accept. We have got our program. This program is coming directly from Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is there. So, we are simply giving a practical sway of the instructions of Gita. This is our business. We don't manufacture any imaginative thing.
His question, Prabhupada, is also, suppose someone wants to buy a farm or wants to do some new project. Do they ask your permission first?
Yeah. The whole society is going on under my direction. Whatever they do, they take my permission and they put in charge. Nothing is allowed without my permission.
I wonder if you might have any opinions on some of the leaders of cults and groups in the United States, such as the Divine Light Mission, or the TM and so forth. I'm wondering if you have any opinions on Guru Maharaji or Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
There are different groups, I know that, but I do not go in detail to understand them. But we have got a crucial test that anyone who does not know about Krishna, he is put into four different types of categories, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. One category is that he is simple. Another category is that he is rascal. Another category is that he is lowest of mankind. And another category is that he so-called knowledge is taken away by initially energy. So this is our test that is taken in the Bhagavad Gita. That anyone who is not talking about God, he is either of these groups, sinful, rascal, rest of the mankind, and knowledge taken away by ease. This is our conclusion, and that's a fact. Because a person who does not know about God, but he is anyone. The animal has no knowledge about God. But a human being, if he poses himself to the very learned, then he must have knowledge about God. And that is what is his knowledge.
Do you have any opinion about Ted Patrick, who I guess you probably heard of?
I do not care to read these persons. But I have no business. But we are strictly following Krishna. Our signboard is Krishna consciousness. So anyone who does not know anything about Krishna, he rejects him immediately. That's simple business.
Is the only way to know Krishna through the Krishna consciousness movement?
Yes, certainly. If you want to know me, then you must know about me from me. You cannot speculate about me. If you speculate that Swamiji is so rich, that Swami might have so much pen, nearly so much, this is also this. But when I say that my bank balance is second, that is right knowledge.
I didn't understand you.
But suppose if you are speculating, what may it is, I mean, the strength of bank balance. So, how we can know it? By speculation. But if I say that my bank balance is such and such, then you can understand what is bank balance. So by speculative knowledge, you cannot understand God. When God says what He is, then you can understand.
Do you feel also that if someone read Bhagavad Gita and other books, that a person merely by reading these could attain knowledge of Krishna?
Yes. Why not?
So that would that person have to have contact with you and learn from you also?
Yes, it is explained. There is no difficulty. But if that is difficult to understand, then we have to approach a person who has understood completely. Otherwise, the language is very plain. There is no difficulty. Unfortunately, they bring their own interpretation and spoil the whole truth. Otherwise, what is the difficulty? Just like the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, dharma khetre kuru khetre yuchama vita yudhushava mamaka pandava kaiva timapa urvasanti. The beginning of Bhagavad Gita is the battlefield, and the battlefield is called Kurukshetra. So Kurukshetra is still there in India. But these so-called learned scholars, politicians, that are squeezing out some meaning out of Kurukshetra. What is the necessary? Kurukshetra is a place where actually, historically, the battle took place. Yes. Okay.
You don't see any slowing down of the impact?
No, it cannot be slowed down unless we spoil it.
Is there anyone who is designated to succeed you as the primary teacher of the movement?
I'm training some, I would say, advanced students so that then it is very easy to take out the chance. I've met them DVC. They are under my direct training. And I think they will be able to conduct this movement.
Do you expect to name one person as your successor, or have you already?
That I'm not contemplating now. But there's no need of one person. As other things are managed by committee, so this can also be managed. And the committee may elect one person as chief, as just like in the democracy, there are senators and there is president. So it may be I may nominate or they can nominate.
Do you feel you are in good health now? You look it.
Yes, I'm 50 years old. And I complete 80 years next September. So, the age is there, although I'm feeling not aged by the effect of age must be there.
I didn't understand.
He says, although, Prabhupada says, although he's not feeling aged, the effect of age is there.
When I interviewed you perhaps 5 or 6 years ago, it was before there were reports of the astronauts landing on the moon, and I asked you at that time if you thought, well, what you thought about it. And you said that, as I recall, that they would not be able to land or explore because spirits or creatures that lived on the moon would not allow it. The reports, of course, said that indeed people did land and explore and return safely. I understand you have further thoughts about that and have even written a lot about it. I wonder if you could tell me, not at great length, perhaps, but what your belief about those events is.
Yes, from the that person I was discussing the other day, in the common sense question, that all over the world, they accept Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in this way, Saturday last. So why this arrangement? Sunday first and Monday second. Nobody could reply. But as a layman, I can conclude the sun planet is first and the moon planet is next. So if you cannot go to the sun planet, which is 93 million miles away, how you can go to the moon planet within 4 days? Nobody could answer me. Can you answer?
Well, I don't think it's worth the answer now, but I'm wondering what your response.
But this is the arrangement all over the world. Sunday first, Monday second, then Tuesday. So Sun, Moon, Mars, Jupiter in this way, last Saturn. This is the arrangement of the planets. If this is the arrangement of the planet, moon there, next to moon, next to sun, then if you cannot go to the sun, how can you go to the moon?
And you, in other words, do you believe that astronauts landed somewhere?
That is, next question. First of all, whether you actually went to the moon, that is the first question. You have to conclude that you did not. Because if the sun planet is first, the moon planet is second, you cannot go to the sun planet 93 million miles. How can you go to the moon planet?
Well, except that
according to our shastra, the moon planet is above the sun planet and the distance is 1,600,000 miles. So, accepting that the sun is 93 million miles away, then you add another 1,600,000, almost 2 million, it becomes 15 million miles away. So if you go at the speed of 18,000 miles per hour, it takes more than 6 months. So how you go there in 4 days? And you advertise in the paper, now they have reached, after 4 days.
They don't accept that the moon is further away.
They don't accept that is another thing, but we have got this information. How we can accept?
I didn't understand that last.
I said to Prabhupada that the modern man believes that the moon is closer. The Prabhupada said, but our ancient literatures teach that the moon is further away. So since we have that information, how can we accept the version of the modern scientist?
Mm-hmm. Not only that, why this arrangement, the Monday and Sunday first, Monday second?
Well, that doesn't necessarily speak of distance. Hmm? It doesn't necessarily speak of distance.
Right. Distance may not be, but you have to accept the sun planet first, moon planet next. Distance is not a question.
Okay.
Why this arrangement? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There is some system. The system is described first, second, third, fourth. So it is necessarily concluded. The moon planet is next to the sun planet.
Do you feel, maybe you answered this, but I didn't understand the answer. Do you feel that astronauts did land somewhere, but it was some other planet?
That may be. It may not be.
What about the... Sometimes people ask us, what about the pictures of man on the moon?
They show man in a spacesuit walking on some other planet.
That is also... But it's not argumentative. Somebody says it is revolutionary argument. Of course, we do not go into the details of it. My question is, why Sunday first and Monday second? Nobody can ask me to any place.
Prabhupada once also argued that the dust, the dirt that they brought back, it did not reflect any light. But the moon is always reflecting light. So it was a different substance than what must be on the moon's surface.
Now, according to our Vedic scripture, moon is one of the heavenly planets.
Are there any other Vedic scriptures that you believe speak to a situation that is greatly misunderstood today besides this?
No, Vedic understanding means there is no divine Vedic.
But people say, another example where what you hold is very different from what the rest of society holds. Is there something else that would be...
No, he means, Prabhupada, that just like modern man is thinking that they went to the moon, and our Vedic scripture says they didn't. So he's asking, are there any other controversies?
No.
Just like reincarnation, transmigration.
These students at Pakistan, they have no controversy.
But from what the modern man believes, there may be some difference.
Modern man believes, that's all right. But
that's what his question is.
Our basic knowledge is on the Vedic principle.
Yes.
Just like we are explaining now, Veda Vihita Dharma. We have to understand everything from the Vedas, from the Vedic knowledge. So anything which does not speak in terms of the Vedic formula, we do not accept such knowledge as valid. But practically we are seeing that.
Would you accept conclusions from science that only if it agreed with the Vedic scriptures?
The first of all is, that is, as you say, science. What do you mean by science? Can you explain?
Well, what the best conclusions of the best people in science?
Yeah, that's how it works. What is the best conclusion?
Well, rely on their opinions.
That is opinion. The opinion is changing. How can you lie? That is not Krishna. So what is his opinion? What is the level of his opinion?
Well,
you give some opinion, and after some years you change it. So what is it? How can I rely on your opinion?
Would Darwin's theory of evolution and other evolutionary theories...
Whatever it means, it is being changed. Every year or every 10 years, everybody is having of this opinion. There's no end.
Well, but religious thought in India has changed over...
No, years. Nothing. It will not change. Just
well,
like
other,
the
mother has changed.
That's maybe here, that's another thing. But the sister is not that. You cannot deviate from the basic intent. But if you have to follow the acharyas, just like India is obeying the mass population of the same population, they are following the acharyas. Acharyas means the teachers, bona fide teachers. Perhaps you have heard their name. Just like Slavanitacha, Madhyacharya, Nimmata, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya. So they are followed. And they are of the same opinion. Millions of years ago, what was the opinion? And that opinion is still there. It's a take for Bhagavad Gita. And there is not a single Indian who does not accept Bhagavad Gita as authority. You see, besides the foreigners, who also take interest so much in Bhagavad Gita. So for Indians are concerned, even some of the Mahavajans, apart from Mahavajans, those who are training as Hindu, they all accept the authority of Bhagavad Gita. So the Bhagavad Gita, they might have changed, but that is not acceptable.
I think I covered most questions that I wanted to in the interview. Did you say that somebody would be transcribing?
Yes, I'm going to arrange to have it transcribed.
Because there are a lot of things that I couldn't catch, just because I'm not attuned to hearing you, so a lot of words I did not understand. But
I'll arrange that.
Okay.
You'll get it tomorrow.
Well, I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
If just like there is this one point that the scientists say something which everyone in the world believes, but you are saying something different. So he was very
interested. No, I
well, the Vedic scriptures say
yeah, the Vedic scriptures
yeah,
something different.
But the thinking is
thank you.
That is practical. The scientific statement given today, and after a few days it is changed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then, if I say, what is the value of such statement? It will change it. That is my point. But so far, basic intentions are there. You don't say it. What was given millions of years ago that we carry.
Thank you very much.